There's been a lot of discussion about central bank digital currency this week.
Listen to this. Instead of carrying your wallet in your back pocket or your purse, a tech company wants you to keep it under your skin.
So this is an Orwellian dystopia of total control, the end of any freedoms. That's really what central banks are aiming at. Several central banks have, like the Bank of England, already prepared their microchip implant, RFID chip, to be implanted under your skin.
Soon you will be able to pay for groceries at every Whole Foods in the U.S. with just a swipe of your hand.
The biblical prophecies of the end of times outline a world that looks much different to the world we're living in today. With the passage of time and how everything is evolving in the world today, we can see pretty clearly how that end goal will be met eventually. The mark of the beast, signs of the sun, moon, and stars, and the distress of the nations. These are one of those few signs that are day by day getting more of a glimpse of how everything is going to be near the end of times, and how those times may not be that far off. The unfolding of the mark of the beast, nowadays technology and the world's systems that will be introduced to the world for its implementation, is clearly getting set up more and more with each passing day. In the clip at the beginning of the video, you can see Professor Richard Werner. He's a German economist, and also chosen by the World Economic Forum in 2003 to be global leader, mentioned that various banks are now looking for systems where they can implant different CBDCs right inside your skin.
But what was already ready around 2015 is the ultimate goal, what they really want, apparently, I was told by a central banker, is, you know, CBDCs looks like a small grain of rice that they want to put under your skin, which is, in my view, a violation of human dignity. And they realize there is a hurdle. So to get people to accept this, there will be, you know, why suddenly are all the billionaires saying, let's have universal basic income?
It's not something new for us to have an idea of this technology where the body or the skin is not involved. This kind of technology is being implemented and pushed onto society and the people in so many different ways. Recently, Amazon and others are adopting new ways that lets you pay using the palm of your hand.
Soon you will be able to pay for groceries at every Whole Foods in the U.S. with just a swipe of your hand. Amazon says that the pay by palm technology will be at all of those stores nationwide by the end of the year. Customers just have to hover their hand over the device to pay. This method is already being used at 200 Whole Foods locations across 20 states, and you can also find it in other places, stores like Panera Bread.
Not only this, but several other technological implementations, for example in China and Portland, where a type of facial recognition system is being introduced, where the recognition of your face is much more important than whatever you want to. Now, all of these things, which are implemented together, are eventually pointing towards one aim that is capable of setting the stage for the mark of the beast, that no one would be able to buy or sell anything without having this mark on their hand or in their head.
Heads up, shoppers. High prices may not be the only thing you have to worry about at the supermarket. Someone could be watching you.
Oh boy, there's a new movement to use facial recognition in stores for security. And it's not without controversy, as you can imagine.
Revelation chapter 14, verse 9 through 11. A third angel followed them and said in a loud voice, "If anyone worships this beast and its image and receives the mark on their forehead or on their hand, they too will drink the wine of God's fury, which has been poured full strength into the cup of his wrath. They will be tormented with burning sulfur in the presence of the holy angels and of the Lamb. And the smoke of their torment will rise forever and ever."
It's good to be back in the People's House, where House Republicans are ready to continue delivering on our promises to the American people. One important aspect of our common sense agenda is actually protecting Americans' financial privacy, particularly when it pertains to this lawless administrative state. That's why I reintroduced a bill yesterday called the Central Bank Digital Currency Anti-Surveillance State Act, which puts a check on unelected bureaucrats and ensures that the United States digital currency policy upholds our values of privacy, individual sovereignty, and free market competitiveness. Recent actions from the Biden administration have made it clear that they are not only itching to create a digital dollar, but they're willing to trade Americans' right to financial privacy for a surveillance-style CBDC. This bill ensures the future of crypto is in the hands of the American people, not the administrative state. By prohibiting the Federal Reserve from creating a tool with unfettered insight into Americans' financial data. If not open, permissionless, and private, like cash, A CBDC is nothing more than a CCP-style surveillance tool that can be weaponized to oppress the American way of life. We're not going to let that happen, not on House Republicans' watch. And I want to thank the Financial Services Committee for considering our bill this month, and we're going to continue working to ensure that the digital economy is designed by Americans and emulates American values.
Joe Biden's White House put out an executive order last year saying that the administration puts the highest urgency on creating, deploying, and using a central bank digital currency. And of course, the Federal Reserve has been working on this. It's all being coordinated by the Bank for International Settlements in Basel, Switzerland. They've been working on this for years and years now. So the Fed Now system that's being rolled out at the end of the month, that's one of the major components in the architecture of the CBDCs. But where this is eventually going, Allison, is they want to completely eliminate cash and have everybody use CBDC so that everything can be tracked, everything can be controlled. And as the individual at the summer Davos put it, these currencies can be programmable so that if you've already exceeded your carbon footprint, say, you won't be allowed to buy another steak or buy an airplane ticket or put gasoline in your car or maybe even heat your home. It's hard to overstate the danger of this. I mean, this is the most Orwellian tool for tyranny. And then when you combine it with the digital IDs, when you combine it with the surveillance, with the artificial intelligence that is now being developed, you realize they're building actually a prison planet, and we are the prisoners.
Yeah, we absolutely are. It's just so scary. And I can't even believe this is the world we're living in. But I'm so grateful that you're speaking out about this and so many others, too, to spread awareness. But it's so true. The goal here, the total goal, is just complete control over every aspect of your life. You'll never be able to save money, and your funds will be turned on and off based on your social credit score, which, as we all know, we're seeing the beginnings of right now. I mean, isn't the idea of the central bank digital currency hugely unpopular with the majority of Americans? And if people do resist this, do you think they can still push it through and force CBDCs to be implemented through maybe the destruction of blockchain solutions?
Yeah, I mean, to be clear, there is no public support for this at all. How many people have you heard say, hey, I wish I had a central bank digital currency? It was a total non-issue for people, completely unpopular idea. And if people understood the implications, there would be not just no support for it, there would be maybe even an outright revolt. But what they hope to do is back us into a corner and force us to accept this. Again, eventually, you know, I think they'll roll this out in parallel with cash. And after they get the bugs worked out, they'll start demonizing cash more and more. It's a tool for terrorists. It's a tool for white supremacists. It's a tool for tax cheats and drug dealers and pimps and things like this. In an effort to kind of stigmatize the use of cash, a lot can be done to resist this. And we must resist this because, again, once the door on this cage shuts, it's not going to be opened again. We have to stop it.
A decline in the value of the dollar is necessary in order to compensate for the fact that the U.S. economy will remain rather weak, will be a drag on the global economy. China will emerge as the motor replacing the U.S. consumer. And, of course, it's a smaller motor because the Chinese economy is much smaller. So the world economy will have less of a motor. So it will move forward slower than it has in the last 25 years. But China will be the engine driving it forward, and the U.S. will be actually a drag that's being pulled along through a gradual decline in the value of the dollar. So there would be a slow decline in the value of the dollar, a managed decline. And that would be the adjustment that it needs to be accomplished.
We are provoking. Not only have we made the worst geopolitical mistake, which is to push the Russians into an embrace of China, which is the worst geopolitical outcome that we can imagine, we've essentially fueled the creation of BRICS, where 40 nations are now threatening to get off of the dollar as the world reserve currency. If that continues, then, you know, that will make the Great Depression look like a cakewalk for us.
I think there's a bigger story to tell about the BRICS. It's almost three quarters of the world's population have signed on. So there was only the, you know, Brazil, Russia, India, China, South Africa. But the big one is Saudi Arabia and Iran. Now, the reason that's important is they hate America. And if you can get that picture, plus you have the Belt and Road Project, you have most of the world that's not, I'm going to hope you don't get censored for me saying this, but the world that they're going into is a non-Christian world. I'm not being, you know, religious and all this. I'm not being political. I'm saying it's, you know, Muslim, Hindu, Islam, and all this. So this is a very big move, is because the world, who is not white, Anglo-Saxon, Protestant Christian, like Australia, New Zealand, Canada, England, they're joining up against the Western currency called the dollar. And so the BRICS is not if, it's only when. Jim Rickards says it best. He says, it's not if, it's when they switch to gold. That's what they're saying. I agree with him.
The BRICS group is set to introduce a new currency backed by gold, in contrast to the credit-backed US dollar, with countries lining up to join the growing initiative.
The BRICS countries are planning to introduce a new trading currency, which will be backed by gold. More and more countries recently expressed desire to join BRICS.
The one final note I will make is that if you think about the benefits of digital money, there are huge potential gains. It's not just about digital forms of physical currency. You can have programmability, you know, units of central bank currency with expiry dates. You could have, as I argue in my book, a potentially better, and some people might see it, or a darker world where the government decides that units of central bank money can be used to purchase some things, but not other things that it deems less desirable, like, say, ammunition or drugs or pornography or something of the sort. And that is very powerful in terms of the use of a CBDC, and I think also extremely dangerous for central banks. Because ultimately, if you have different units of central bank money with different characteristics, or if you use central bank money as a conduit for economic policies in a very targeted way, or more broadly for social policies, that could really affect the integrity of central bank money and the integrity and independence of central banks. So there are wonderful notions of things that can be done with digital money, but again, I fear that technology could take us to a better place, but equally has the potential to take us to a pretty dark place.
A key difference with the CBDC is that central bank will have absolute control on the rules and regulations that will determine the use of that expression of central bank liability.
The nature of money is going to change quite dramatically. The old systems of trust and of ownership will have to adapt radically.
This is Richard Werner, the top academic scholar in the world on central banking. He wrote the book and did the documentary, The Princes of the Yen, about the Japanese central bank. Here he is in Malmo, Sweden, in May.
The nature of the CBDC, what is it actually going to look like? They never talk about that. Right. But I heard one European central banker tell me what it's going to look like. He saw it, and it was around this large and would be implanted under your skin.
CBDC. If that happens, we're done.
They started their CBDC. Maybe we should start having the conversation of, gosh, this looks like the mark of the beast.
COVID makes it accelerates the process of digitalization and automatization. It legitimizes the deployment of mass surveillance, even in democratic countries, and it makes surveillance go under your skin.
Wallet Moore says the $300 chip is the size of a grain of rice. You'd most likely have it implanted in your hand, and once it's activated, you can use it at a checkout by just swiping your hand over the card reader.
I want people to go read Executive Order 14067. Executive Order 14067, signed by Uncle Joe, the 8th of March of 2022, and it went into effect 13 December 2022.
CBDC. If that happens, we're done.
The old systems of trust and of ownership will have to adapt radically.
China's taken over. And China, you know, I heard a couple of people say, well, the dollar will never lose the dollar standard. Are they kidding?
Now the BRICS nations, Brazil, Russia, India, China, and South Africa, have announced plans to develop a new currency.
My name is General Mike Flynn, and I want everyone to know that I stand fully behind Beverly Hills Precious Metals and its owner, Andrew Sorcini.
Since my name is Cash, I am constantly worried about inflation. But to secure your cash going forward, buy into gold and silver today. And you know who shares that ethos? Beverly Hills Precious Metals. Go to bh-pm.com today so you can go buy gold and silver and secure your family's future. bh-pm.com. Call Beverly Hills Precious Metals, get your consultation, buy into gold and silver just like I'm doing today and help secure your family's future. Because it's all about educating yourself. And that's the value whether you go with Beverly Hills Precious Metals or not. It's a free consultation that gives your family options for financial security going into the future. So that's why you should call Beverly Hills Precious Metals.com for a free consultation today.